Blog Talk Radio.
Angela Butler. Today's guest is Mr. George Posey. Mr. Posey has wrote the book, Dogs Have Feelings Too. It's a great book. I know you all are going to enjoy reading it. I know you're going to enjoy the interview with Mr. Posey, author George Posey, that is, Dogs Have Feelings Too. Good afternoon, Mr. Posey.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Posey. How are you doing? All right, we got disconnected there. Mr. George Posey, he will be calling back in. I made an error on this show. He's not calling about Dogs Have Feelings Too. I apologize to him for that. He's going to talk about Return the Wallet. Mr. George Posey.
Yes, ma'am. This is George Posey.
Yes. Yes, sir. I made an error, and I was just letting everybody know that I had made an error. You know, I'm human. I make errors, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about author Joe Posey's book, Those Have Feelings. That's not him. He's calling in talking about Return the Wallet, and it is a group. So, without delay, this is George Posey.
Well, thank you, Angela. I appreciate the introduction. And you're right. No one's perfect, and you know that's actually what the story goes right along with that. For imperfect people, actually. And the story I would like to share with you and the audience today is, like you mentioned, is Return the Wallet. Return the Wallet is just we're a volunteer group that goes out in the communities. And we do things within the communities in so many areas. It can be from homeless. It can be from people with disabilities. It can be from people that need transportation to hospitals. Just a large variety of different things. But I would love to share with you and the audience the story of Return to Wild, if that's okay.
Yes, please do. Please do. You'll be educating a lot of people with this one, sir.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be able to share this story. So Return to Wild was actually inspired or heard by about a man and a son. The story was generated from a man and a son. Actually, a man and a son was they were going on this trip. And they were actually going to a football camp, and they were flying to a football camp. And the son was in high school at the time. So this camp was going to be a pretty big camp, pretty big deal for the son, you know, that maybe be moving forward on to college. So anyway, the son, dad, they fly out to attend this big old camp, football camp. And when they got to their destination at the airport, like we all do, we go to the luggage claim area. And as they went to the luggage claim area to pick their luggage up, the dad stumbles across a wallet. The dad goes and picks this wallet up. And the son looks at his dad and he says to his dad, "Dad, just leave that wallet alone. Somebody's going to come back looking for their wallet. Just leave it alone, Dad. Just don't mess with it." But the dad, he looks at his son and he says to his son, "No, son. I'm going to see if I can find this person of the wallet." Well, the dad did just that. He decides to hold on to that wallet as he proceeded out of the airport. But as he proceeded out of the airport, once again, his son looks at him in a way as to say, "Dad, you're not going to take that wallet out of the airport, are you? Surely somebody's going to come back for their wallet, Dad. Please don't take it out the airport. Let's just leave it at lost and found or something. But don't take it out. Our chances of finding them, well, him finding his wallet is slim now." But his dad, he looks at the son again, and he says to his son, "No, son, I'm determined that I'm going to try to find this person of the wallet. It can really mean something to someone." Well, they eventually got to their hotel after a long day of flying, rested up for the night. But the next morning, that big day, the next morning, the son wakes up and he's pumped up. He's excited. It's game time, showtime. It's the moment that we're here for. But the son steps out of the hotel for a moment to go do something that morning. And he steps out briefly. And when he returned, he opens the door suddenly and he says to his dad, "Dad, looking for the guy of the wallet? We really need to get going, Dad. I don't want to be late for this big event, this camp. It means so much to me. It's going to be the biggest day of my life." But the daddy looks at his son once again, and he says to his son in a calm manner, "Son, just be patient. I'm going to get you there on time. I'm going to get you to the camp on time, but I really, really just want to find this corner of the wallet." Well, eventually they did find the owner of the wallet. The owner of the wallet was a retired veteran, and the joy that this veteran felt when someone went out of their way to do something good for someone else. By not thinking about just what the son wanted to do or what the dad may have wanted to do, but it was all about doing something meaningful for someone else in this world. Well, that is definitely a story. To some people, they might say, "Okay, yeah, that's a cool story, but we find wallets all the time." Well, Ms. Angela Butler, I would like to share with you in the audience the true story,
yes, sir,
of Return to Wallet. That is just a story, but now it's time to get to the nitty-gritty, the
yes,
story.
Sir.
Now, the story of Return to Wallet is we're all lost wallets, Ms. Butler, and everyone that's listening. We're all lost wallets, just like in that luggage claim area, that one little wallet that gentleman found that day. We're all just going in this circle. No one's perfect. Everybody got some fault within themselves. Everyone got something going on in their life. But however, here he comes, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he picks us up, all these lost wallets, just like that gentleman did. He gathered us all together, all these people that's not perfect or have sin or just lost. And he picks us up and he holds on to us. When so many say, let them go. They're not worth it. Why would you want to sacrifice for these people? Let someone else do it. Go on about your business. Don't sacrifice.
Yes.
But he holds on and he's determined to get us back to the rightful owner of the wallets, which is our Heavenly Father who art in heaven.
Yes.
Now, that is the true story of Return the Wallet. And it's Return the Wallet volunteer group is based off of those two events, the stories I just shared with you. And we are a third part of that. And we intertwine with each story. And we go out and we do things by not thinking about ourselves, not thinking about our selfish desires. We're thinking about only what we want to do. But we go out in the communities and we touch people. And we reach to wallets like ourselves and say there's hope. And that we don't just think about what we want to do, but we think about going out and doing something good and meaningful for someone else. That is Return the Wallet, and that's what we're all based about, and we want to reach the world with this Return the Wallet group that we have, and we're looking to develop a musical art performance play.
Yes, and it says you will be opening developer team in Atlanta soon, and you also have the musical, you're working on the presenting musical for Return the Wallet.
That is correct, Ms. Butler, and we know without a doubt that that's going to touch so many lives out there, and that's just going to be a portion or a part of what we're doing with Return the Wallet. That's just another angle that we want to use to receive or recruit, you know, more people to go out and share the story as well. And recently, Ms. Butler, I got to share this with you, too, because I think this shouldn't be left out. People ask, Mr. Posey, George, why are you so passionate about sharing this story? Why do you think anyone wants to hear about the story? Or why do you want to tell so many people every day about Return the Wallet story? And to be honest with you, here's what I tell people. I want to share the story as many as we can, because if I'm standing in front of you, Ms. Butler, right now, and we was out working or walking where we may be, that was the collapse, and it was my last breath maybe, that there was maybe no more hope for me, and you were the only one around me, and you would kneel down with me maybe and grab my hand and say, Mr. Posey, is there anything that I can do for you before you leave this world? I would want to be able to look you in your eyes while you're holding my hand and say, yes, ma'am, it is. Could you please tell me that story that I once told you, that I know somebody came back when I was just a lost wallet, that loved me enough to sacrifice theyself to return me to my rightful owner, which is my Heavenly Father in heaven. And as I close my eyes, I know that I have that place that I'm going. And when my family see you, Ms. Butler, they'll say, ma'am, what was my husband or my dad's words when you held his hand? And you can look at my family and say, his last words were, tell me that story. And my family will know what story you told me. Amen.
Return the Wallet. Beautiful.
Thank you.
So that's very moving, very touching. God
Thank
is powerful.
So Amen.
God is truly
Amen.
Powerful. He's everything.
Yes,
He's God. All. He's the great I am.
Amen.
When there was no world, there was a God. When there was no universe, there was a God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I really appreciate this opportunity to share with your audience and with you. And it's a story that it never changes. It's a story that it'll just go on forever. So with this musical play that we're going to do, we're gonna get this all together, and we're gonna spread this all throughout the world, and we're gonna even do it. We want to do it in different nationalities as well. We actually had a friend come over. She has ties in Africa. The story can be written or displayed. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter at all. The story is the same, and you know that's what we want to do. And we're going to go out and continue to do the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus
Christ.
And
you're not a pastor.
I'm not.
You're not a pastor, I don't think.
No, I am not. I'm not a pastor. No, ma'am, I'm not. But the Lord touched
me. I just want to let the audience know.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. And that's a good point, because a lot of people, even when we go share, they want to know, are you a pastor or are you a – nope, I'm a regular – I'm an electrician. I'm an electrical contractor. But I'm not a pastor. But you know what? When the Lord touches and moves, he can take even that contract, even that carpenter, whatever you may be, whatever you may be going on in your life, he can take something and he can turn it to be just beautiful. And that's the God that I serve. That's the Lord that I serve. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter if you come from a drug-addicted family. It doesn't matter if people call you names. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter if you come from a bad neighborhood. It doesn't matter if you come from a rich neighborhood or a rich family. It doesn't matter. We're all lost. We're all in the same luggage claim area. And it's only one. It's only one that comes and grabs us and pulls us all together.
Yeah.
So to answer that question, I'm not a pastor, but I have the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in my heart. And we want to share the story with so many people. And Ms. Butler, a lot of people always say that, well, we don't really have time to volunteer. We're just so busy. We got so many things going on in our lives. We got kids to take care of. We got all these other programs we're doing. You just don't know. I got 5 kids. I got 3 jobs. I just can't do any more. But this is what I want to say to you, Ms. Butler, and the audience that's listening today. There's always time. You tell that story. Just tell that story. That's more than you can do for anybody that you can imagine. You tell them about somebody that came back for them, that loved them enough. Amen.
Yes. That's right. That is so true. That is so true. More people need to hear you. I believe the world needs God personally. I'm not going to stay away from religion. I love God too. That's the benefit of having my own show. God has brought me through a lot of things. And he's still bringing me through. I'm still going through, but he's still bringing me through. Life isn't perfect. I spent a lot of sleepless nights. But God is bringing me through. God is. He's had to. And I believe when God is through with me, everything will be all right, you know?
Yes. Yes. And it will. You know, it's a work in progress. And I had a friend that shared with me too, Ms. Butler, about being called names, that you're ugly, that you're not pretty enough, that you're not smart enough, that you don't have all the qualifications for this position, or these opportunities aren't for you. But it's a lie. For everybody who's listening to this show today, it's all a lie. Everything that's available here on this earth, our Lord and Savior put it here. It's available to us all. No matter if you're disabled, no matter what you may be going through, never believe that lie that people try to tell you, that you're too old, that you're overweight. That's a lie. And I can speak for some of the personal events in my life that I experience day to day. But you know what? Like you said, you just keep getting up. You keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying. I started this show not because not for myself. I went through a situation that was really hard for me. I decided instead of just hating and hating everything, I talked to Miss Tracy, because I had met her in Atlanta, and she had dropped my. She's a wonderful lady. I pray to God heals her and blesses her life. She's going through, but we had the Angela Butler show, and I'm not gonna say her last name. She's an intelligent woman. She's a publisher, and she does lectures. She's real smart. And she helped me start the Angela Butler show. And I've talked about it before. It didn't work out. But, I went off and, she decided I wasn't happy sounding enough. She was a great woman. Great woman. Okay. Beautiful black woman. Inside and out. Just as nice as she can be. And she wanted to make sure I'd be all right. And I said, I'm going to be all right, because I'm going to be on the same, thing, Blog Talk Radio. And she said, okay now. And I said, I'm going to be fine. She said, well, let me know how everything turns out. I said, I will. She said, I'll keep you in my prayers. We didn't stay in touch that much until to last year and this year. But the Angela Butler show changed the show talk with Angela Butler. And I had already been on this website, Blog Talk Radio, for about 3 years, but I didn't do anything really. I found Blog Talk Radio was President Obama, before he became president, was on Blog Talk. I realized he was running his entire campaign about through the internet, and collecting money through the internet and things like that. And I said, wait a minute, this man is smart. And then I believe Ms. Oprah may have been on Blog Talk before. But neither one of them was on my show. So I got to listening and watching. I said, this man is not stupid at all. He's smart, Anyway, that's why I wanted to help other people. I reached out to other people who I felt were suffering and scared, just like me. So that's why I started the Angela Butler show. That's the same reason I continued show talk with Angela Butler. The celebrities that are on the show are really, really great. I mean, they're great people. And everything like that. But the parts that really get me is the first story is about Danielle Mint. She received 3 life sentences for 20 years, but she's free. President Obama pardoned her. That makes me very happy. The 3 life sentences. She's from New Orleans, Louisiana. I don't know if she's definitely from New Orleans, but she's home. She's not in California. She's back at home in Louisiana. 3 life sentences plus 20 years was overturned in the mandatory sentencing. So, in prayer. But just connections. God has to give people names. A lot of times God just guides me I don't know how to explain it, but he guides me. Some people have said I was very talented and very smart. It's not me, it's God.
Amen.
It's God. Right. And this, I have a lot of celebrities, I'm not going to lie. This lady named Miss Pamela, she lost her children. that came in the hospital and got one. Very educated woman. And I told her she was near the Ku Klux Klan headquarters, and she said, I'm not leaving. I'm not going back. I'm not going to say where she's going back to without my children. One of her children, they went and got out the hospital when she wasn't there. I thought that was horrible. No, because losing a child hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes mothers grieve even when their child is alive. That doesn't make much sense. But anyway, I think it's great for Return the Wallet. That is beautiful, and I wish you all the success with that. Everyone listening to your show, this is not about me. It's about Return the Wallet. This gentleman here is a wonderful person. He's a wonderful man. He's a Christian, obviously, and he loves God. So support him. Support Mr. George Posey in Return the Wallet, the group. Donate. Help. Yeah. You know, because we don't hear a whole lot about good things, people doing great things. That's why I did this show. It's so much bad news. Bad news. It's always bad news for everybody, not just one race of people, but for everyone. You know, bad news on TV, bad news on, you know, so nobody hears any really good news. Well, here's the good news. This is something good.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, Return the Wallet is something people should support. Seriously. No, I'm serious, you all. These groups he's trying to start, support him, donate, because I'm going to be promoting this show. And I'm hoping he tells me what you did helped me a lot. What you did didn't hurt me. It helped, you know. I mean, everybody goes through bad times. And like I said, this show was started in the very beginning to help people. And then as the years went on, I'm in my seventh year, Mr. Posey. Mm-hmm. This is what I like to do. This is why I started the show, because of people like him. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, but everybody who's been on my show is a star. And he has a musical. So don't forget his musical. I'm asking everyone that can support this. I mean, it's something good. It's nothing bad. You'll be benefiting other people, not just one or two people, but spread it, you know, and donate. Donate. Financially, I'm sure they could use some more money, you know, to keep this going, you know. So support Mr. Posey, Return the Wallet. Would you please? He has an email address. Would you please provide your email address?
Yes, and also too, Ms. Butler. Hello.
Yes.
Ms. Butler.
I'm here.
Also, okay. Also, we do have a Facebook page. My wife, my lovely wife, Miss Elsa, she developed a Facebook page for Return the Wallet. You can actually just look up Return the Wallet, and you'll see shirts on there. And we got shirts on there right now. You'll see a cross with some wings, and we got a background on the back part. It just says Return the Wallet, which one of our great friends, he actually just passed away last week, designed the back of the shirt. He had cancer, and he left us last week, and he designed the back of that shirt. It's just, you know, we just want to continue to share the story. And like I said, you can actually look at the Facebook page if you like and share it with others. And my email address is right now is George Posey, George2@gmail.com. Once again, it'd be George Posey. Mm-hmm. George2@gmail.com.
George. That's the first name, everyone. George Posey, Posey, George2@gmail.com. That's his email address. He told you his wife has started a Facebook page, which is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. I wish you all the blessings and success that there is. I'll also be including his email address. A lot of people call it blogging. I call it when I first started, I labeled it mini bios that I post on different social media websites. That's what they're called. So, okay. I call them that too.
Thank you.
His email address and information will be in those, and it should be up as soon as this downloads. It may take 2 hours for it to download, but it will be available for you all to listen to. Again, GEORGEPOSEY, the number 2, at gmail.com. And what is your Facebook page, sir?
The Facebook page is called Return the Wallet, just like it's spelled. You'll see a black background with a cross and a wing, and that's all we have for right now. Like I said, we just started this, and we're hoping to spread it more. But all we have right now is just the Facebook page, and we're hoping to get this out more to people and to share the story. That's the most important part. Amen. And if they want to join, we can start getting the team together in different communities and start Return the Wallet. We've been reaching a lot of people that's interested in starting groups up and starting teams up in different locations.
Yeah.
And we actually have a
Returning the Wallet for me too. Thank you. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. And Ms. Butler?
Yes, sir.
We actually, my wife, like I said, she's in charge of the Facebook page, but she also informed me that we do have an email for Return the Wallet as well.
Okay. Would you provide
it? It'll be Return the Wallet at gmail.com.
Hi, Ms. Posey.
Oh, here she is. Hold on.
Hello, Ms. Posey.
Hi, Ms. Angela. How are you doing?
Hi, Ms. Posey. You sound so sweet. You sound so sweet.
So are you
and your husband
Thank
and
you.
The rest of Yes, ma'am. What you and your husband are doing is really good. It's good. It's not bad news. It's good news. You keep doing it, okay? I'm encouraging everyone to support you that can and wants to, of course, but donate to
Thank
this organization.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're all about to love everybody, love people. That's just it, and help the best we can, no matter what, no matter time, no matter, everybody has different needs. That's why we don't just do for certain individual, certain group. It's just everybody. We all, as well as we all need help. We all do. So, yeah, I just hope that they can just send
Nobody's
us an email.
Perfect.
And people are welcome. Exactly, ma'am. And they're all welcome to join our and they can just send an email, and we'll be more than happy to hear from everybody.
Right,
thank you for your great comment. Thank you.
It's true. everything I said is the truth. You're godly people. Godly marriage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like Jesus did when he was here. And we just have the right example from our Lord Jesus Christ. He was here, and he was sitting and eating and having supper with everybody, no matter their background, no matter if they were good or bad. He was just there for everybody and share the word, because at the end of the day, we're all going to the same place, and we're just trying to help and be there for others, like he was here for others as well. So we're experiencing difficult times right now, so the best we can do is just, a little bit of a change for this world, and we just love to see smiles, and we just love to see people getting better. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Posey. Thank you, Mr. George Posey. I'm sorry about earlier.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for blessing me, and thank you for blessing the people who are going to listen to this show.
Amen. God bless everyone. Look forward to hearing from you all. God bless. Take care. That's Return the Wallet. Amen. Bye-bye now.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.